President Bush says President Kagame is a man of action who gets things done both at home and abroad. President Bush says they discussed Rwanda's role in African Union peacekeeping efforts in Darfur, where at least 180,000 people have been killed and 2 million displaced in 3 years of violence.
And I want to thank the President for committing troops in the AU mission to help deal with what I have called a genocide. We strategized about how we can go forward to resolve this situation. And I thank you for your wisdom. I thank you for your concern.
President Kagame thanked President Bush for helping Rwandan troops get to Sudan and said his government is committed to ending that violence.
With your support, Mr. President, we had our forces, our troops airlifted by United States military Darfur and continued support for the African Union mission.
President Bush says President Kagame expressed concern about whether Washington would honor its commitment to help pay for the African Union force. Mr. Bush told the Rwandan leader that he's confident U.S. lawmakers will pass supplemental funding that includes money to reimburse nations with troops in Darfur, including Rwanda. President Kagame is a former rebel leader who came to power in a war that ended Rwanda's 1994 genocide. Ethnic Hutu extremists killed an estimated 800,000 people, including ethnic Tutsi and politically moderate Hutu. President Bush praised Rwanda's efforts to recover from the violence and vowed to help track down those still at large.
Your president and his government has worked hard to reconcile, help people reconcile the tragedy at all levels of society. To the extent that he wants our help in finding certain perpetuators of crime, we'll be glad to do so. But the way I look at the situation is that Rwanda can serve as an example for other societies that are troubled.
President Bush says Washington is working hard to reconcile political and ethnic differences in Iraq and said President Kagame offered to help with those efforts. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.